RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
We have the opportunity right now here at RCR to speak to someone we've already spoken to on this program, and that is a farmer from the UK, Ollie Harrison. He's based in Merseyside, UK, and we've asked him for a quick chat about the protest in London Tuesday, the numbers, the atmosphere, Jeremy Clarkson's message to the crowd, etc. So Ollie is with us. Ollie, thanks for coming on at short notice. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. So I've seen part of what Jeremy Clarkson had to say, and I saw his interview with the BBC reporter, which was kind of entertaining as well. And he listed off the price of machinery, a couple of £100,000 for a tractor, $500,000 for a combine harvester. There's the whole question of the inheritance tax, etc. So give us a description or an account, if you don't mind, Ollie, of what happened in London with the farmers.
Yeah, so around, well, we think at least 45,000 there was yesterday turned up for a rally on Whitehall, which is basically the road opposite Downing Street. That's where you see Downing Street gates. And we did plan to march up to Parliament Building and round what they call Parliament Square and back, but the numbers were so great that we couldn't actually march, to be honest, because the mouth would have ended up catching the tail, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
it kind of gone round the square. So we didn't march in the end. We just had it all static, and we had some speakers, some political ones, and some farmers telling their stories.
So you're a co-organizer of this event, Ollie, and Jeremy Clarkson's obviously, he gets huge media cut through. But what he was saying, or the show of hands he did, we didn't see the pictures, but his reaction kind of said it all to those who would or would not be affected by this tax. Was telling, wasn't it?
Well, everyone there, it was affecting. So our government are trying to say it's only going to affect 500 farmers a year. Well, we don't believe that at all, because they're using the figures for agricultural property relief that we used to have for inheritance tax. But what they've also removed is business property relief as well, and that is affecting every farmer.
What are you being told at a political level why this is happening? What have you heard?
They're telling us that we need to go and check our sums and we're overreacting. But believe me, it's our business, it's our livelihood, it's our future. It's why we do it. We've already checked our figures and our sums. And it's getting quite patronising now for 3 weeks, them telling us that we're being daft.
Why don't they like farmers? It's a question.
I just don't think they understand where food comes from. I think they think it comes from the shops, and we're just a nuisance.
This is clueless. That's stunning, isn't it? Don't know where food comes from. All right, okay. Crazy.
Some of these new MPs, they've just recently been elected, and some of them have never had a job in their lives. It's just bonkers.
So what happens next, Ollie? What's the next move?
Well, we've had so much wider business come to us now that are also affected by these real changes, not just farmers. I think the next thing we have is a bit of a business summit and actually start getting some sums together of the mass numbers this will affect. You know, I spoke to a lady last night just in our hotel whose friend has a business that makes, you know, a manufacturing business in a factory, employs 200 people, has a value of around 40 million. That'll be taxed at 40% on the death of the one of the founders.
Hmm.
It just can't carry on with that.
Is your government so desperate for revenue? Is that what it is?
They say they are, yeah, but I don't understand. They'd be better off saving some money than trying to raise taxes, because it's not going to work. The worrying thing they said in the budget is they needed a thriving public sector. You can't have a thriving public sector without a thriving private sector creating that wealth to spend.
Any other political party supporting you? Because we do hear it's a bit of a uniparty situation there, sort of revolving door. They're all kind of like each other.
Well, the only one that's not supporting us is the current one. All the others are right with us, and we actually had someone speaking yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. Do
you think you can affect?
Massive.
affect change? Because, I mean, there would have to at some point be damage control of this as it affects the government's popularity or the thinking towards the government. Have you got them in a corner, do you think?
Well, the Chancellor hasn't used social media for 2 weeks now. Every MP quotes the same paragraph or party line that they've been told. There's no sort of, I don't know what the word is, negotiation. They're holding fast, but it's because they can't, because we've tied them up in knots. There's an actual government department that's came out, DEFRA, the Department for Agriculture and Rural Affairs, actually came out to say that the figures that they're using don't add up to their figures, and they obviously know the figures better because they're involved with agriculture, not Treasury.
So it's a money grab.
Oh, what did someone say? It's Martin's with me. What did they say about grave robbing? Grave robbing. And with Martin, one of the other organisers, who's driving back from London now.
Like the classic highwayman robbing you on the side of the road.
It's worse than that. They're taking the money over the dead bodies of our parents.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, think of it like that, huh?
Yeah, sorry, someone's just seen us in a car.
No, that's all right.
Stopped the signal.
It's an interesting, that's a big point, huge point.
It's absolutely bonkers. Apparently, inheritance tax is the most hated tax in Britain, and they've just decided that, you know, nearly every farmer should pay it. But believe it or not, only 3.6% of the population actually do pay it, because obviously they don't have the land value that farmers would have. You know, it's just on paper, but we'll never see it. It's asset rich, cash poor, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people can relate to that. So have you had, obviously, a lot of publicity? Or how have the media, I mentioned the interchange between Jeremy Clarkson and the BBC journalist, which was entertaining to watch, no surprises there. But how's this being reported? Are farmers being...
Yeah, no, it's been reported really well. You know, the media have got it. I mean, they're always looking for news stories, and it is quite a complicated story. So it's given them plenty to write about and plenty to report on. We're a little bit disappointed from the BBC. They were reporting that there's only 10,000 people there yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And then the pictures they were using were just like at the very start. But, yeah, that you can see from the aerial photography we've got. And when we worked out the square footage that we were in, it's well over 45,000. So that's a little bit disappointing. But, you know, we all know that someone might have a little bit of control on them within the government, perhaps.
Yeah, you know, when the media is using tight shots, they're trying to underplay the crowd. They don't want to show too many.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a tactic. All right. Well, thanks for an update, Ollie. Nice to have you back from the National Farmers Union in the UK. And we'll keep an eye on this and maybe we'll talk again. Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good day, everyone, anyway, because I know it's morning there. It's evening there.
Yeah, well, you're probably into a bit of a rest now. So drive carefully if you're in the car, please.
Hi, Peter Williams here. Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email or hit the join email button on your RCR app.